Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Nina, and it's finally Friday. Yay! What do you plan to do this weekend? Going out for a nice meal? Watching a movie or maybe shopping? Or are you planning to visit some art museums? Today's video is about art museums in France and modern art. Do you guys enjoy visiting art museums or exhibitions? The last time I went to an art exhibition was at the beginning of this year, when the landscape paintings from Russia's Pushkin State Museum came to Taiwan. For me, modern art is too hard to understand, but I do like the works of Impressionism. I can't explain why, I just really like them. I'm not an art major student, so I might not be able to appreciate those paintings from a professional standpoint, but I think it's okay. Listening to the audio guide and learning the backgrounds and stories of each work is enough for me. We don't have to force ourselves to like something just because others think it's valuable. Okay, that's a bit heavy. Anyways, back to France. I went to France with my family a few years ago, and that was an amazing trip. We went to the Louvre, of course, Musée d'Orsay, and Musée d'Orangier. Forgive me if I didn't pronounce them correctly. In fact, I don't think I say any of it right. It's French. 就是罗浮宫、奥赛美术馆和橘园美术馆。And we also went to Monet's garden, where he created the famous series of water lilies. Oh, what an unforgettable memory. I would definitely go to France again if I make enough money in the future. Okay, now let's take a look at today's sentence. And I was going to make a joke about how they have an entire aisle of cheese in the grocery store, but I realized back home, we have an entire aisle for candy and ice cream. 好,我们慢一点再来一次。And I was going to make a joke about how they have an entire aisle of cheese in the grocery store, but I realized back home, we have an entire aisle for candy and ice cream.
本来想笑法国杂货店里有一整排的乳酪，但我后来想到，在我们国家也有一整排的糖果、冰淇淋。
Alright, 现在我们来看一下今天有哪些 pronunciation tips。
首先在 in the grocery store 这边，语调可以往上扬，好让听众注意你后面要带出的对比的内容。那句子的最后 candy and ice cream 的语调则是要往下沉，然后表示这个句子要结束了。接下来看到句子的最开始 and I was going to 这个部分连在一起念念的快一点，然后 and 的 d 一样会变成比较短的促音，念起来是 and I was going to and I was going to。 接下来看到后面的 an entire aisle of cheese， 这边因为它是要强调有一整排的 cheese， 所以要一个字一个字分开来念An entire aisle of cheese. 接下来我们看到 back home. 这边可以把它念得比较重一点，稍微停顿一点，就是强调出前后对比，在我的家乡是怎么样的。Back home. 接下来我们看到 entire 这个单字。Entire 它开头的 en 其实发的是 in 的音，而它最后结尾的字母 e 则是不发音，所以这个字念起来应该是 entire, entire。 接下来是 aisle 这个单字， aisle 它的 s 跟结尾的 e 也是都不发音的，所以它念起来就只有 aisle, aisle。 接下来是 cheese 这个字， cheese 它的 s 发的是 z 的音，所以念起来应该是 cheese, cheese。最后我们来看到逗号后面的 but I realized， 这边的 but I 因为它要连在一起念，所以 but 的 t 发的是 d 的音，所以念起来就会是 but I realized， but I realized。
Great， and now time for today's vocabulary。 今天的第一个单字就是 entire， entire， 它是形容词，意思是整个的、全部的。 It took him an entire year to finish this sculpture.
他花了整整一年的时间才完成这座雕像。通常我们会用到 entire 这个字都是要来强调一整个期间或者是一整个什么东西。所以 took him a year 跟 took him an entire year 就会有很明显语气上的差别。接下来第二个字是 aisle 就是名词走道通道的意思。
Turn left and you'll find all kinds of seasonings at the end of the aisle.
向左转,然后你就会在走道的尽头找到各种调味料。
And our next vocabulary is grocery store.
Grocery store, 它的意思是杂货店。
My dad asked me to get some beer from the grocery store at the corner.
我爸让我去转角处的杂货店买些啤酒。
Grocery 这个字的复数型 groceries,
它可以直接代指食品杂货。
And our last vocabulary for today is realize.
Realize, 它是动词，意思是认识到、了解或者是实现。这个字它有两个拼法，可以拼 realize 或者是 realise。都是正确的哦。好，我们来看一下例句。
After the flood, he finally realized how fragile we human beings' lives are.
大洪水之后，他终于意识到我们人类的生命有多脆弱。
Fragile 是形容词，它的意思是脆弱的，也可以用来指物品易碎的。
所以有时候我们可以看到当包裹里装着易碎品时上面就会贴着 fragile 的标示。接下来下一个例句。
My sister finally realized her dream of becoming a professional dancer.
我姐姐终于实现她想要成为专业舞者的梦想了。另外一个更常用来说实现梦想的说法是 dream come true。
Alright, that sums up our pronunciation challenge today. Thanks for joining me and remember to record this sentence. What products do we have in our grocery stores or convenience stores that will surprise foreign visitors? Either because there is so much of it or it is unique. Leave your comment below. And of course, don't forget to share this episode and this cute cartoon video with your friends.
See ya!